Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Subjects of discussion for today are obviously going to be the mixed messages coming from our health officials and, of course, the media lying about it, where the CDC director is admitting that vaccinated people are responsible for this new outbreak, this new spread. That's admitted by the CDC. I'm actually shocked and stunned that the CDC director is admitting it. But of course, on the back end saying, yeah, the vaccinated people are causing the spread, and it's the highly vaccinated communities where it's the biggest outbreak, and the vaccines aren't working. But we're still going to mandate the vaccines, and now you need to wear a mask for the next 2 weeks. Oh, there's that nice 2 weeks again to stop the spread. Where have we heard that before? And so we're going to be joined by Alex Jones coming up in the next segment, breaking all of that down. Then, in the aftermath of yesterday's January 6th show hearings with a bunch of Democrat activists posing as police officers. Yes, that's right. Democrat activists posing as police officers, as neutral observers, as neutral reporters. No, we now have the receipts. In fact, I've got a whole stack of them right here. How specifically one officer, but all of them, but one officer will be highlighted, and he was the one that they made the biggest deal of, made claims that he was called the N-word during the events of January 6th. Doesn't produce any body cam footage, of course, because he's making it up, Jussie Smollett style. And now it turns out we've got all of his tweets going back 4 years, an avid leftist, an avid Democrat, an avid Trump hater, and he's the voice of reason. He's the neutral voice of reason on January 6th? I don't think so. And then, of course, it turns out that his lawyer, Mark Zide, you may have heard of him, big Democrat activist, big-time Democrat activist, and he's the lawyer representing Officer Dunn. So, again, the entire hearing yesterday was nothing more than propaganda, nothing more than lies. And the American media and the Democrat Party think you're too stupid or you're too lazy to go out and do a tiny bit of research on these individuals, and that's all it took. Couple journalists just did a tiny bit of research, and they found dozens of tweets. Oh, and not only are they avowed Democrat activists that have been implanted into the D.C. police, as I was warned about 3 years ago by the D.C. police when I was sitting in a jail cell, I was told, they said, Owen, you're not going to believe what's going on here. But Democrats have implanted activists into our units, and there's nothing we can do about it. And they all know it. And you just saw them on Capitol Hill yesterday. Now they've been unmasked, pun not intended. So we'll talk about that. But coming up in the next segment is Alex Jones. And they admit the vaccine doesn't work. They now admit the vaccine doesn't work, but they're promoting a third booster. So the vaccine doesn't work, the mask doesn't work. But they're going to force you to wear a mask and force you to take a vaccine. It's all slavery. That's what it is.
But I'll tell you who's got five-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me now, here's a surprise.
They have never guessed the right flu virus for the mutation of what the main flu is the next year, and it's always a whole bunch of flus, dozens and dozens of them. And that it does nothing to protect you from the next flu if it's not the exact flu. That's why they... You ever ask why they don't have a vaccine for the common cold? Because it's too varied. Because there's thousands of them. And because you have to get it exactly right. And viruses are always mutating. But you notice they're telling you they've got a vaccine. They want you willingly to go take whatever it is that's going to be in there. Now, Fauci has come out. If you just joined us, we're going to play the clip again first here in a moment. And said, hey, we're going to surveil people. We're going to cycle into other seasons. Next year, you won't be able to go out either. So they'll run into the middle of summer and then let you have a month or two and then clamp it back down. But there'll be special apps they're announcing. You'll be tracked. China was the model. They're going to roll it out like they just got these ideas, but it's all pre-planned by the Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates, the tabletop exercises, predicting COVID-19 in November when it was already launched in China. I think all of you already instinctively know this is the big one. And if we fail this test, we're going to be ruled by the threat of unending invisible bio weapons. They're going to tighten down the restrictions, loosen them by the summer, and then release new strains immediately that aren't even as bad as the current strain. They'll say they're worse, fearmonger, and then clamp down even stronger. That's what they've done in Italy. It's what they've done in other areas where they've been beta testing, like Spain, and now moving towards Australia. So this is all formulaic. It's all heavily scripted. And we know their plan.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Don't need a mask. The mask is about compliance because they know Canadians like to do what they're told. So if they tell you you have to wear a mask, next they're going to tell you you have to contact trace. Then they're going to tell you you have to take the vaccine. And because Canadians like to do what they're told, they're hoping that everyone just complies. And then guess what, kids? Once you take your vaccine, like a dumb person that doesn't know any better, they're going to tell you, sorry, the vaccine isn't as effective as we thought it was going to be. So now you still got to wear your mask, still got to get contact trace, still have all the restrictions and social distancing, and still take your vaccine. And then what did you get out of all of this? You got a whole year where you weren't allowed to travel, your business was closed, they took your rights and freedoms, they forced the vaccine on you, and what happened? The same amount of people died, everything is the exact same, and now they're going to put you back on lockdown and bring it all the way till July of next year so they can do the same thing again. Bring you from July, August, and September, getting you off lockdown, but just to bring you back on lockdown again. If you idiots haven't figured it out yet, it's a perpetual cycle that you never get out of, and it's a way to take your rights, your freedoms, close your business, take your wealth. Why? So you become dependent on government. Why? If you're independent, the government works for you like it's supposed to. If you depend on the government to give you a paycheck to feed your family every month because they closed your business on you, now the government doesn't work for you. The government rules you. So instead of a middle class, we have the government, upper class, and the lower class dependents that rely on the government to survive. In other words, we have a slave class. And that's what they're trying to do. It's that simple.
So, ladies and gentlemen, now you understand why InfoWars had to be banned off of the internet well in advance of this operation going down. Now you know why they had to demonize InfoWars and lie about Alex Jones and lie about what we do here. Because if we had the ear of the nation, if we had the ear of the world, then none of this would be going on. They would have said, no, we were warned about this. We're not going to comply. We're not going to fall for the propaganda. We're going to remain free. You're not going to deceive us. But they lied about us. They demonized us and they censored us off the internet. Now they are running phase two, phase three, phase whatever of their global tyranny, imprisonment of man for the rest of time. This is the Alex Jones Show live on this Wednesday, July 28th, 2021. Owen Schroyer in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Alex Jones on the phone with us now. And so it doesn't matter that the CDC says the vaccine doesn't work. They're even pushing for a third booster. It doesn't matter that they admit the mask doesn't work. They want you to wear it forever. And they've even brought back the old moniker, Alex, of 2 weeks to slow the spread. Boy, they really think we're stupid, don't they?
Well, they do, Owen. And again, I wasn't intending to be on today, but this huge CDC announcement that you said was imminent yesterday did happen right after you got off the air. So I'm actually on the road here. Am I coming in clear for you?
Loud and clear.
Okay. I need listeners to listen to me very carefully. We can beat this, but we don't have much time. And we do have the ear of the nation. We have the ear of the world, of the people that count, the hardcore folks from every continent and every region, of every race, color, and creed who bleed red blood. I love you all. This is an attack on humans. This is a post-industrial world. This is a system designed to confuse people, designed to destroy confidence, designed to discredit American institutions when it's globalists that are actually doing this. All of this, whether it's destroying the police or whether it's destroying the family, all of this doesn't mean families are perfect or police are perfect, but they were our institutions. Those are being destroyed and discredited now to bring in their new world order. And the people bringing it in, cover story, New Yorker magazine, do not forget, 30,000+ children as young as two given to hardcore rapists to be gang raped. Now, I told you this years ago, but the point is that that's who runs things. People that have a mindset like that, people like Ed Buck, who had a giant red skull on the wall and would vampirically torture black men, and he said, "I'm sucking your energy," and he would want them to OD and start dying, and then he would give them the a drug to not OD to bring them back, and he said he was feeding on their energy. Okay. That's low-level stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And now the videos are being shown in L.A. in court of him over them saying, "I'm sucking your energy, give me your soul." That's a low-level Renfield operator, okay? You need to understand, because they've got a thing for sucking the energy of black men, too. And I spent the whole show on this. It's just insane. It's in all the criminology. But there's different types of vampires. They don't have fangs, but they do drink blood. They don't live forever, but the spirits in them are very, very old. That's why, you know, the old thing is, oh, they're immortal. And that's why in Transylvania or all over Europe, they said, don't get near the castle at night to their kids. The vampire will grab you and eat you, because it was true. The lord or his son or whoever would grab you and rape you and murder you. So that's where all these legends come from, is psychotic ruling elites that are inbred. And that's why in ancient Japan, they had stories of don't go by the castle at night, because some of the nobles were evil. They would grab you and drink your blood. Every culture said, don't go near the castle at night. Men in black will jump out with fangs and drink your blood. So again, that's not because they're real vampires, but because they are these satanic, demon-possessed people. The ancient Greeks would lock up certain areas at night because there were psychotics that would go in there and grab people and drink their blood. Look that up, folks. That's mainstream history. So we're giving you tomorrow's news today. If none of this makes sense to you, it's because you don't want to tie down two-year-olds and suck their blood. You don't want to OD black men and then bring them back over and over again with adrenaline injections because you want to suck their souls. You're not a person that even thinks like that, to have a giant red skull and a black magic temple where the head of the House Intelligence Committee reportedly liked to party with Ed Buck. You're not one of these people. So I was going to try to be calm. I was going to try to just come on and talk about why this is such a big deal. But there was a clip of myself in February, March, and April, and May of last year telling it was coming. Then there was a clip of Sky in May after me laying out the exact same thing. How do we know it was coming? Because we understand what we're dealing with. We understand the enemy's operations, and they scripted it all out in white papers. What's incredible is we always said they're going to announce in the end that the vaccinated are shedders. The vaccinators, those that have been injected, are basically diseased now. How do we know that? It's an Operation Crimson Contagion from 3 years before the event. And then Crimson Contagion is set in real time, contemporary now, that it comes out within a year of the injections that they were poisoned and maimed people, and that it's going to shed all these new viruses, which I don't even think is true. I think they're going to release new versions that they've had cooked up ready in those labs. But then that's why they had COVID-19 as basically an attenuated virus that I actually predicted 3 years ago. They would release an attenuated first, since you're used to it. Then they would release new bioweapons in the similar family, but claim that they were naturally occurring. That way you won't get a nuclear war started between countries blaming each other. So we're going to come back, and I'm going to finish up and let Owen take over. He's got a lot to say, but I'm going to tie it all together with January 6th.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue star work fast or your money back.
Historically, Alex, I do believe there's two answers to this question, and the one obvious answer is what we're trying to avoid at all costs, and that's a violent confrontation with these people. Again, that's just historically what you have to do in the face of tyranny, in the face of oppression. But we'd like to avoid that. We don't want a violent confrontation. We know what that would look like. And that's not even necessarily an assured victory. I mean, we've got Putin announcing today they're launching two new doomsday planes in case of a nuclear war, because Putin understands that if the American globalist corrupt regime actually gets questioned and loses their seat, dominating the world like they have been, then they'll just launch a nuclear war. That's why they were able to get Trump out of the White House, because they threatened him and they said, look, if you don't leave and you actually lead this American populist resistance against us, we're just going to blow the planet up. And Trump didn't want that to happen on his watch. You can say that's a mistake. You can say it's a good thing. That's how they got him out of the White House. He knew he won.
And Owen, I'm really glad you bring that point up. That's a point I meant to make that I never make. The globalists saw populist rebellions in Europe, in Asia, in Latin America, in Africa, and in North America. So they panicked, and they'd always had on the shelf for population control to release a virus to have a global clampdown. That's Operation Lockstep. So this is just their first measure. If we keep fighting them, they're going to release even more deadly weapons or start a nuclear war. And that's what they always go to presidents with, not just Trump. They went to others with it and said, if you don't do what we want, we're going to start a giant war. So exactly, why don't we just arrest the CFR and Richard and Haas and all these people? Why do we keep letting people like Charlie Munger say he wants to set up a Maoist regime in America? Why is Justin Trudeau not in jail saying he wants to turn Canada into China? I mean, these are declarations of war against humanity, people.
Well, here's the good news, Alex. 5 years ago, most people would have never heard of any of these individuals. And so we're speeding the timetables up. Now everybody knows who Anthony Fauci is and wants him arrested. Now everybody knows the diabolical thoughts and actions of Bill Gates and want him arrested. So the worm is turning there. But as you said, they have all of these things in their back pocket to bring their slaves to heel. But Alex, here's the other option in the question you asked, the two options historically. And that is peacefully and politically use democracies and vote these people out of power, vote people into power who want to do something about this. But there's the hiccup. They steal our elections. Who knows the last time we had an actual election in this country? Who knows the last time Americans actually decided their fate politically with the vote at the ballot box? And that's why you see the Democrats so up in arms and panicked right now about these vote audits coming out, about the push to end the Dominion voting machine rigging of our elections, because they know that's their ultimate power over us, is the belief that, hey, we can still go vote. We can still peacefully and politically overturn this stuff. We just have to make our voices heard, get to the polls, and beat them in a democracy. They rig all the elections. So they've already beaten us there because we don't even have free and fair elections. And that's
why
they're so panicked over that.
That's right. But as you said, the good news is Trump really won in the count of votes by 70%. Real internal numbers are coming out. The world is rejecting the globalists. They're rejecting the neoliberals. They're rejecting George Soros, who now with Bill Gates is going to be over the UN global testing regime and control the contact tracer apps. I mean, what a nightmare. George Soros with the Clinton Foundation and Bill Gates to control your medical files. They're not going to get away with this. I'm just so ashamed of the average leftist subserviently wanting a vaccine pass and wanting to get all the shots and just buying into the fraud and pretending like they're part of the establishment. It's these people. It's the proletariat left going along with this, pretending like they're part of the ruling class that's going to destroy us. We have to realize communism is a tool of the ruling class to suppress and wage war against the people. It is a tool of the ruling class. It was created by British intelligence to get rid of their czar cousins. It is the enemy. Russia had it for 80 years controlling them and finally kicked it out partially. That's why they hate Russia. We need to arrest the oligarchs and put their asses in prison just like Russia's done. And we need to move forward. If we don't do that, we have no future, Owen.
And I think when you see what happened in St. Louis County, where they just had a vote of seven people on a board, just yay or nay, do we have mandated masks? And they 5-2 said no. That's the real America.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, three-month, six-month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're back here live.
Well,
it's the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in studio. Alex with us on the phone. He thinks he's about to say goodbye, but I don't think he's going to be able to because I'm about to bring up a couple stories here that I'm not sure you've seen yet, Alex, that are really indicative of the times that we're living in. First, you have this story out of the Rolling Stone. I specialize in toilet play. And I can't do it with people who are unvaccinated. So bragging about how they like to have sex around the area where they defecate, oh, but they need you to be vaccinated to do it. But here's the kicker. It's all about these dominatrixes, as they call them, who dominate their sexual partners, saying they have to be vaccinated, and it's part of their dominatrix strategy to dominate them with the vaccine. Alex, this is the entire globalist paradigm boil down into one perverted story. They are the dominatrix of culture. They're the dominatrix of society. They're the dominatrix of civilization, wanting to dominate us with their vaccines in some sort of weird sexual torture masochism ritual. And they don't even realize that this story in the Rolling Stone, meet the dominatrixes who are demanding their submissives get vaxxed. That's us. We're the submissives of the New World Order. Then you have a New York Times story. What's the best way to protect sex workers? And then it promotes and says it's a good thing for 13-year-olds to be prostitutes. All in the news today, Alex.
Absolutely, Owen. Do you guys have me on air now?
Yes, you are live.
Okay, great. Absolutely, Owen. They call it their New World Order. And now when people come to the preschool and say, why are you teaching my three-year-old about how to give oral sex? They say, we're in a new world now. And so all these organizations and groups are just behaving in criminal action to overwhelm us and break our will right now and just bring this in. And absolutely, toilet play means they like to play with poop. So this is a religion. The media and the government are the high priest, and all the left that are in the religion, and they take the sacrament that humans are dirty, humans are bad, and it's all a sick, sick cult. These people have been turned over to a dark spiritual energy. I mean, if you randomly go to the Facebook or the Instagram pages of people posting that they got their shot, we're not editing these to find freaks. You go click on it, and it looks like a giant spaceship with a million clowns landed or something. I mean, it looks like something out of a Rob Zombie nightmare movie. You cannot copy this psychotic, crazy look that they've got. You can't fake it. Why does Brian Stelter look like a satanic demon? Why is he so sanctimonious? Because that's the Joker-like spirit of these people, and they want to watch the world burn. They want to pull it down while we're in straitjackets and can't resist them. So, yes, this is a spiritual, planetary, demonic possession. Call it a radio channel. They tune us to whatever you want to call it. Globalists are trying to forcibly force our consciousness down into this satanic bandwidth and fully control us, because to them, what Ed Buck did, Ed Buck's lawyer argued that him doing black magic rituals, trying to suck the spirits of black men, was just a fun thing he did. It's okay that a couple of them died. That's actually in the LA Times today during the trial. They're defending it as a lifestyle. Then you would get desperate black men who didn't want drugs and say, I'll give you $200 if you inject meth, but then give them lethal doses of it to then give them other drugs to reanimate them. So, and he said, I'm doing a ritual to suck their energy. That's who these people are. And yes, they're sucking their energy in mass. They know exactly what they're doing. This is all a gigantic satanic ritual.
And look at this exact quote, because this ties directly into drag queen story time and everything InfoWars has been warning you about. This is, again, from the New York Times. Candy first traded sex at age 13. Notice how they massage that. Oh, traded sex. No, she was made a sex slave. But oh, she traded sex, as they say. And then this is where it all ties into the drag queen story time, pedophile time. To survive, she decided to lie about her age, taking refuge with a group of older transgender women, that's perverted pedophile men, who became her mentors. They taught her how to support herself through sex. And so, I mean, there it is all right there, Alex. They're coming out of the ground. They're crawling out of hell. I mean, this is the demonic satanic takeover that we've been afraid of.
Well, in Revelation it says that the public will become like zombies, and that the gates of hell will be opened, and that there'll be basically triple the demons on the earth that there ever were. I think we're seeing the beginnings of this. Folks, you've seen nothing yet. It's going to be people with torches coming to your house, banging on the door, just like in Sodom and Gomorrah, demanding your children. I mean, that is who they are. That is what they're doing. And it's happened in other cultures. It's happened in other societies, and it's why the societies fall. You can say it's spiritual. You can say it's something ingrained in our subconscious if you're a sick psychologist, but at the end of the day, how crazy is it, Owen? And thank God to the listeners keeping us on air and all the great affiliates, everybody, because we've been vindicated. How incredible is it that we're now living in the New World Order, still on air barely, the same Democratic Party law firm that has sued Remington into bankruptcy Remington offered him $33 million, even though they're bankrupt, because nobody really buys Remingtons anymore. The U.S. military doesn't buy them anymore. And they said, no, we want $1 billion and $200 million for each family member, because Adam Lanza's mother gave him a semi-automatic rifle. It's Remington's fault. That's the same group suing us in key jurisdictions with the express goal of taking us off the air. See, they're going after the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, because once they've got that, we're chained down under their control, and they can go to work on us.
And what's the common thread there with what we're seeing today from the medical tyranny? Big pharmaceutical drug manufacturers where, I mean, they don't give you the numbers because they don't want to talk about this in the news. But, I mean, as far as we know, whenever we have the research done, every major mass shooter was on some form of major big pharmaceutical psychotropic drugs, including Adam Lanza. You can see that the pills he was taking just sucked the soul out of him. He's just a mindless zombie because he's taking these pills all day. And it even says, as the side effects, suicidal thoughts, dangerous tendencies, all this stuff. And the media never reports on that angle. Same old why? Because the media is funded by big pharmaceutical drug manufacturers.
That's right. I tend to make that. I mean, I don't want to give away everything, but the Lord works mysterious ways. That's all the information that's going to be coming out. And I'm going to have to leave it at that. And just a lot of other things that are going on. But yeah, it's the drug companies that are actually funding the anti-gun movement, because they don't want their drugs to be blamed. They want to blame the inanimate tool. But let me just say this, Ellen, and I'm going to let you get back to your important work. History is happening now, right in front of us, and everybody's got to be more active now than ever. The globalist thought that they would have already gotten further in their plan, it's not going well for them. As bad as things look, as bleak as things are, it could be a lot worse. We weren't supposed to be on air. Others weren't supposed to be on air. At this point, we are on air, and people now know, wait, the vaccine doesn't work. Wait. People take the vaccine, spread it worse than others. Wait, I still got to wear a mask. Wait. And people know the politicians aren't following their own rules. They know it's all bull. And so this is really going to backfire on them. And that's why it's more important than ever to keep this broadcast on air, folks. I've got a lot of plans, a lot of tricks up my sleeve. The enemy's got us under surveillance, but I don't want to give away some of this stuff on air. But believe me, imagine you got a big ship in the fight and you're in a big war. You got to have other ships ready in case one gets burned up and destroyed. That's fine. But they're going to be very, very frustrated if they ever think they're going to take out this Death Star that's blowing up their New Order operations. But as soon as they blow this one up, three more come flying back around the other side of the planet. And so I'm just telling you, folks, pray for us, support us. But we are working around the clock in ways you don't even know to fight these people. I am working 18 hours a day. So is Owen. So is our crew. So I want to thank you all for defending us. Because we're doing this together. We're in this together. I want to encourage everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the X2 before it sells out to 50% off. To get the new concentrated fiber greens, are the highest quality you're going to find anywhere for $19.95. And please get the MyPillow.com promo code Alex to get 66% off, up to 66% off on all their best-selling products. It's like 25 to 66%, but most of it's about 50% off. All the pillows, all the sheets, all the beds, human beds, dog beds, cat beds, of course, all the pillows, all the towels at MyPillow.com. And just use promo code Alex at checkout. That's all you got to do. And you get the massive discount, the very best discount out there. And that's how we're funding the operation. Again, get books, get films, get T-shirts. You can also order right now the Privacy Pocket for 50% off.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Before he says goodbye, and then we have some special reports. Alex, on the phone line, go ahead.
Well, it's just this. I did shoot a very important special report where I coherently lay out the basic facts. We already did it today. It's going to air in the second, third segment. You're taking over. But listen, listeners, don't take InfoWars for granted. And I'm telling myself that. And the InfoWars is our listeners. The InfoWars is our callers. It's our affiliates. It's our reporters. It's our guests. It's our host. This is such an important family, and I'm telling you, we've changed history together. So if we've been able to do this together, think what we can do in the future as our credibility explodes, okay? And as people begin to research themselves, don't just take this as stuff we claim, but go and find out for it for themselves. Evil has been building quietly and preparing for a long, long time, and now it's out in the open. It's launching its assault because we were taking the planet back from globalists. And there was a Christian awakening happening outside of the churches that tried in the system. So the enemy has completely uncloaked. But listen, if you're not a Christian, I'm not attacking you. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying there is good and evil in this universe. The globalists are going after real Christians. Christianity predicted all of what's unfolding right now. And I'm just saying good and evil is a very real thing. And here's the deal. going along with the globalists only makes you poorer and more unhappy and more pathetic. Why would anyone want to submit to them when everything they say is a lie and a fraud? They're doing this again to discredit our republic, blame America for what's about to happen worldwide, blame the virus for the worldwide economic collapse that the globalists have engineered called the Great Reset. We have the enemy plans. We have their confessions. We have their future battle plans. And here's the deal. They're very OCD. Criminals, especially mastermind types, are very methodical in their criminology. They are going to continue to execute the plans as they've been doing. That's why it's so easy to predict what they're going to do. Okay? And so, again, things are just going to get worse until we wake up and say no to this. This is a takeover plan. This is dehumanization. This is total enslavement. And now the fields in people's minds are fertile for planting seeds of truth and getting people to move and getting people to take action. Just last week, Ohm was on air, so was I, saying they're about to bring back the mask mandate. Then they're going to try to bring in a mandate and then say, if you want to get on any airplanes, you got to have an injection. And now what is Biden saying? And just sit back and think about what they're saying. You must take an experimental shot, but they've lied to us about every front. That's been linked to all these deaths and illnesses where all the top scientists predicted it would cause blood clots. It does. Most of these vaccines are being pushed on us, are banned in other countries. I mean, this is incredible. And then they gaslight us and act like we're crazy and we're bad when we said it won't protect us and we won't want it. And now we've been proven right. So here's the problem with patriots. We'll tell people something and then move on. Because we're not trying to grandstand. We're not trying to get people's faces. They're in our faces now, folks. And we're going to have to get aggressive. And I mean, get serious. And I mean, probably start blocking highways like Black Lives Matter does. Not get anybody killed, but, you know, have serious demonstrations to take over media events peacefully, to get up on stages live, to do whatever it takes to right to the edge of legality to stop this from going to a shooting war. Because believe me, folks, listen to me carefully. They know in their actuaries, in their battle plans, in their war games, that if they send out enough millions of contact tracers to the wrong houses and mess with the wrong people, that folks are going to get hurt. We don't want that. When they end up killing some of these contact tracers, they get aggressive because some of these are criminals that are getting hired. They're going to then start sending armed police and calling everybody that doesn't take the shots to the contact tracers terrorists. That's the next phase. They've already set it in the official battle plan that Biden put out in June. We have the whole plan. And so we better get aggressive now ahead of that and say no lockdowns and no contact tracers and say we know your plan. We call you out. They'll gaslight us. It doesn't matter. The public's listening. You got to go hardcore with the truth now. Here's the good news. Do you watch Tucker Carlson? Or do you watch a lot of these shows now? Sounds just like Alex Jones. Not because they're copying me. They're going and checking everything I say and everything you say, and they're finding out it's true, and they care about their families. So you tune into talk radio now. Sounds like Alex Jones. You tune into all these shows. It sounds like Owen Schroyer, because we're all seeing the same thing. We're in this together. It's not about having the biggest show. It's not about being right. It's about defeating the New World Order for our children. Because, yeah, you can say the average leftist is so corrupt and evil. Let them take their shots and get sick and die. We're going to have to take care of the sick and dying liberals, but to collapse society. Plus, that's not Christ-like. But here's the real reason I'm sad with liberals. The children of these people, the 2-year-olds, the 5-year-olds, the 10-year-olds, they don't know any better. They're being born into bondage and brainwashing and evil. They're the real target. We have to take things back and be strong for the children, or God is not going to respect us. And when we face God at the white throne judgment, God will say, I do not know you. Because if you have God in you, you will burn with desire to stop this. You will be completely driven to stop this. People ask how I have so much energy. My God, satanic total world government takeover, forced inoculations, run by pedophiles. What the hell, people? We don't have much time to stop this. This is serious business. So go rebuke your churches when they don't talk about this. Go rebuke your schools. When they try to put masks on your kids, pull them out of there. Stop complying. Compliance is death. Owen, take over. I love you, and I love the crew.
All right, Alex, and we'll be hearing again from Alex coming up in the next hour with a special report that he has booked and tried to get some R&R on your vacation. Please, Alex, we beg you. Lord knows you need it. And, you know, let me just say this, too, as Alex said at the beginning of this segment, because, I mean, again, we don't even think about it this way, but we pretty much laid out exactly what they were going to do. I mean, hell, I literally laid out exactly what they were going to do, just like you saw the clips from Alex Jones at the beginning of the broadcast. And I said, they're going to tell you the hospitals are overwhelmed. They're going to bring back the mask mandates. Then they're going to mandate the vaccines. They've done all of it. And the fact that they did it a lot sooner than I thought they did tells me that they're not going to get the FDA approval that they want. If they, for whatever reason, the FDA seems to want to keep its hands clean of this vaccine. So maybe it's people at the FDA like, you know what, I don't want this blood on my hands. Maybe for the first time in decades, the FDA actually cares about the American people and doesn't want to poison them. But the fact that they're announcing mandatory vaccines in New York, mandatory vaccines in California, mandatory vaccines for government workers ordered by the White House, the fact that they basically sped through their hospitals are overwhelmed narrative to get to the forced mask mandates to now get ready to tell you that, oh, no, everybody's going to have to get a vaccine. It's going to be mandatory without the FDA approval. That means that they are really not banking on that FDA approval. Again, I'm stunned by that. We know this whole thing has been planned out. We know the FDA is just as corrupt as the CDC. But for whatever reason, it seems like the FDA wants to keep its hands clear of this vaccine. So they just went ahead and put it into high gear and said, well, okay, maybe we're not going to get FDA approval when we want. So let's just go ahead and just mandate the vaccines anyway. Nobody's heard of the Nuremberg Code. Nobody understands that these are experimental. So let's just go ahead and do it. And people are so stupid and brainwashed that they're just going to go along with it. And now we have total tyranny, medical tyranny, total imprisonment and slavery worldwide. So that's where they're going. But see, here's the frustrating thing. You know, people are born, or we are trained in America, mainstream media and entertainment and everything, to exist or understand the sports matrix. So you can be watching a football game on, you know, Sunday afternoon, and the top color commentary guy for NFL football games, say it's Tony Romo, and he can be sitting there and say, okay, the offense is in an I formation, and the back just moved to the right, and that means they're going to run a play-action fake to the right and roll out to the left and throw the ball deep downfield and get the first down. And then they snap the ball, the guy goes to the right, they roll out to the left, throws the ball downfield, caught by the receiver, first down. And you're like, wow. Wow, Tony Romo must see the future. He must be a genius. How did he do that? No. He knows the playbook. He exists in football. He played football. He lives in the football world. So he just sees the play that they've ran 30 times. He knows what their playbook is. He's seen them run it in practice. He's seen them run it in the game. So he just says, here's the play they're about to run. Let's watch them run it. And then they run it. And there's no miracle. There's no mystery to that. That's just a guy that lives in the sports matrix and understands what play they're about to run. That's what we do here at InfoWars. It's not a miracle or a crystal ball for us to come up here and predict all this stuff. But because people don't exist in the geopolitical matrix and they're not trained to understand the geopolitical matrix, it seems like magic that InfoWars can predict all this stuff decades or years or months or weeks or days in advance. Folks, we just see the pattern, know the playbook, know the operating procedure. And it's really not even that difficult. So understand that. We're not getting lucky guessing these things. It's not a miracle. It's they're running a play, they're running a formation, they're running an agenda, and we just know what it is, so it's easy to call it out and say, oh, there it is. There they are, they're about to bring back the masks, and then they do it, because it's the play.
Hey everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.